There's a at the end of Parshas Bishalach, the Parsha of Milchemes Amolek is brought, and the story of Amolek attacking Klal Yisrael and Moshe Rabbeinu holding up his hands, and when his hands were up and they looked like Shamayim Govar Yisrael. His hands were down. They didn't focus on Shemayim, Govar Amolek, and so forth. And so the Ralbag says that there's a special toeles that we get from Midivrei Zeha Sipur, from this story, the story of the battle with Amolek. Hulo hidia oifen hashgochas Hashem bidveikim boy. Says it teaches us the nature, the way of the hashgochas Hashem, Hashem's involvement with those people that are dveikim boy. Ve'eich hischakeim Hashem yisborach b'chol haponim she'efshar, and how Hashem used this his wisdom in every way possible. Lahatik Yisrael el hu'emuna boy, to move the Klal Yisrael to this strong emuna in Hashem, kidei sheyuchonu lekabel ha'Torah, to be making them to be makabel the Torah. Now they're going to be ready for Kabbalah Satorah because he brought them to this level of emuna. Asher elov hoisa akavona mitchila so inyan. That was the kavona from the very beginning, is to bring Kabbalah Satorah was the tachlis. The omnom, kivna ha-Torah le tachlis nois. The Torah was mechaven to a beautiful benefit also. B'hiyois mechuvan shenipo le-soif besibas. At the end, Klal Yisrael in the Golos is going to fall, and we're going to be roy for a serious punishment. And we're going to be exiled amongst the descendants of Esav. They rule over us. They're powerful over us. And they're people of ultimate strength. That in order that our hearts shouldn't melt, and that our hope shouldn't be removed from Hashem. Therefore, the Torah taught us this story, told us this story of Amolek, but this Sipur, to strengthen our hearts. And to believe in all of the prophecies and the good news that our Nevi'im have prophesied for us. Al inyan ha-ge'ula, and that there's going to be a ge'ula. Pen yechitenu chas v'sholom lefnei be'avlo, that we're not going to be, I guess, removed or destroyed by these nations, and there's going to be geula. And we'll hope to our God, He'll return us as originally, al morim horim yeshivenu, and on the highest of mountains He will elevate us in places. Yiru einenu, our eyes should be zeichet to see. Binyan elikenu, with the binyan of Hashem's house. Omein, that's his speech. So there's two interesting things over here. Number one, he says that the Indian of telling us the story of Amolek, this story, Amolek attacked Klal Yisrael and Govar Yisrael when we looked up to Shemayim, and then we eventually survived that battle, is to show us Hashgochas Hashem Bidveikim Boy. And I guess the Hashgochas Hashem Bidveikim Boy is because as we looked up, that's what the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, Kishyadayim shal Moshe Oisus Milchoma, Moshe Rabbeinu kept his hands up, they didn't make Milchoma, he didn't win with his hands, but Klal Yisrael looked up, Laviyam Shema Shemayim, they were at that moment more Dveikim Boy, they were connected to Hashem, and they saw a special Hashgocha, that's how they won. So that's one thing he wanted to show them, and he used this, the Eich, Hischakim Hashem. Hashem used this chokhmah that in every way possible, this is part of his plan to move the Klal Yisrael to Emuna in order to ready them for Kabbalah HaTorah. So if you just stop to think about that for a moment, it's a very simple idea which strikes you. They saw so much Hashgocha previously. They went through Mitzrayim. This is the people that went through all the miracles of Mitzrayim. They went through a raging Yamsuf and came out, you know, alive and well, as their enemies were drowning, b'shas they were going through. All at the same time. Nisim v'niflois. They reached a level where they sang a shira v'yaminu b'Hashem v'moshe avdoi. They reached mamish. V'asheroso yishivcha l'ayom l'ro ben buzi b'nevuoso. A shivcha, lowly maidservant, saw niflois that Yechezkel HaNovi didn't see. And yet, Hashem is using his chokhmah, his chakeim Hashem, b'chol haponim she'efshar, with every approach possible to move them to that emuna that they should be muchon l'kabal ha'torah. Which simply means that in order to appreciate that to be makabel Torah, a person needs to constantly strengthen and deepen and deepen and deepen that emuna, that hakoron Hashem's hashkocha, that realization that hashkocha is infinite and intimate and ongoing and endless and in every aspect of his life. And the deeper, it's no matter how deep he has it, how much depth they've achieved, aminu b'Hashem v'moshe avdoi, when it comes to being appropriately ready for the Kabbalah HaTorah, then every ounce of emunah and every deepened appreciation of Hashgacha makes a difference. And even though they had so much, this was a necessary ingredient or part of the divine master plan to ready them to be able to be Mekabel the Torah. So we shouldn't underestimate how much we have to revisit the Hashgachas Hashem and strengthen ourselves. And another, I know Hashgach, I heard already 10 stories, I know it's happened to me, I saw it, I said Shira, I said Nishmas, Mamash, I'm holding there. It needs constant strengthening. But how do we do it? How do we strengthen it? So look what he continues. He says, Hashem used this for another reason as well. This Sipur of telling us the Sipur of Milchemes HaMolek and the interaction between Hashgach Hashem and winning the battle and focusing on Hashem and winning the battle, he says this has another benefit as well. Because Klal Yisrael is going to be in a Golus. And in that Golus we're going to make mistakes and we're going to sin. And we're going to be roy for certain punishments. And the matzav of the Golus with the rule and the power that these Giborim Asher Me'olam, that the Bnei Esav and that the Umais will have on us, could potentially melt our hearts. And Shelo Yimas Libeinu V'Tosir Tikvoseinu Me'Hashem, and could destroy our hope. I mean, L'maisa, 2,000 years in Golus, it's like mind-boggling. And so much suffering, and it's endless. It doesn't end. And anyone could melt in fear and maybe even be excused for losing that hope. You give up hope after a while, you know, 2,000 years. Sipra lonu inyan amolik bezeh ha-sipur. Tells us a story. Leman nechazek libeinu v'naman el kol ha-yehudim. This will strengthen our hearts. This will help us to believe in all the havtochos that the Nevi'im promised us about the Geula, and that all the sins that we do will not interfere. The Geula will come, and we'll once again be Nekavale Lokeinu, just as we did that. He'll return us Kavarishoino, Yashiveinu, Amor Amorim, Vesuv, Vechule, Vechule. So the Shaila is 2,000 years in Golos. Nevuah that it's going to happen, but it's still Yimas Livenu. The memshola and the takifus and the cruelty and the suffering of the golus is enough to melt our hearts and to make us in a certain matzav that we're losing hope. And I, the Nevi'im, promised. Hasn't happened, you know. It's a long time already. After a while, I know there's a promise. I know there's a nevuah. I know, but it's overwhelming. I can't. I can't relate to the nevuah either. It's just too much. What do? Let's tell the story of Amalek. Ooh, there was a miser. And look what Hashem does. Hashem, when they look up and they're focused and they have hope in Hashem, and they strengthen their bitochen. When Moshe Rabbeinu's hands are high and to mistaklin klapi malo, v'gova Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that brings about the Hashkoch. Hashem is involved. There's Hashkoch HaProtis. Hashem saves us from Milchemes HaMolech. Good. So he saved us from Milchemes HaMolech. Maybe that generation was more worthy. They came out of Mitzrayim. They were supposed to go to Har Sinai. They dealt direct. Here we're 2,000 years in Golus. How do you connect the two? So there was such a Maisa. Good. They deserved it more. They were Dveikim Bashem. Maybe we're not Dveikim Bashem. There's so many variables. And maybe the collective effect of the Golus is far more devastating than the Maisa of Amalek. And so it happened. But they were Roy. We weren't Roy. They had Rachamim. We're not worthy of Rachamim. How does it connect? It seems that the just looking at that Hashkocha, seeing, hearing the story of that Sipur graphically told with its details, with what the Klal Yisrael has to do to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does in response in a generation that happened that may not be relevant to us directly because we may be worse, and certainly we're more despondent, and after 2,000 years we might be forgiven for melting away. But you got that picture, you got that image, you have the power to be able, through that, to reconnect with all the nevuahs that were there and clear to you before, but you became so emotionally overwhelmed that you can't even relate to the nevuahs. And we lost hope, and our hearts are melting, and we're ready to give up. And now all of a sudden, because there was 3,300 years ago a Milchemes HaMolech, and we see the dynamics of that story, now we'll be able to reconnect and re-strengthen our emuna, and reinvigorate our belief in the nevuah of the in all the neviim, and not to allow that melt to shatter us, and to be mechazikli beinu, and so forth and so on, and that can make all the difference. So it seems that the seeing. Even not experiencing, because this is a historical episode of over 3,300 years ago, but seeing the picture, hearing the story, focusing on the details, maybe with a tzir chushi, making it come alive and recognizing what it is, that can have an effect to take a person from a matzav of such brokenness, a matzav of where the nevuahs themselves could no longer awaken me and prevent me from giving up. And the enemy has been so overwhelming, and this one focus can give me that strength to be able to reconnect with all the hope and all the positive and all the nevuah, and to be able to strengthen ourselves that we can once again nekave elokeinu kevarishoinu and v'chulei v'shul. So, of course, it requires focus. It requires limud hamusar. That's what limud hamusar b'spaila says, is to take a big, not to, Amalek, yeah, there was a maisa. No, what was the maisa? Picture the maisa. Maybe you have to picture Moshe Rabbeinu sitting on the rock and lifting his hands up, and then all of a sudden Klal Yisrael looks klape malo, and they're trusting in Hashem, or more trusting in Hashem than they were a moment before, and all of a sudden the battle turns in there. And then I picture the other way where he puts his hands down and they lose a little bit of that focus, and all of a sudden Amalek is able to, and picturing that, Betzir Chushi, and making it come alive. But that can make a difference in a person who was so shattered and so broken that all of the positive directives and promises and nevuahs, which he knew to be true, are not affecting him, and he's so shattered and so broken, and that can make all the difference in turning around his life. It certainly means that we have to take advantage of all the opportunities to see and to experience and the Hashgochas Hashem in order to strengthen us. And it has the ability, even though we may say, well, that was them, maybe not me, but the emotional impact can have an effect, even taking away any logical considerations that maybe I'm not worthy, maybe our door is not worthy. But we'll all be able to, there is a nevuah, there is a promise, it's going to happen, and all the loss that I may have taken in that can be recaptured by this picture that we have. If